for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Gorn at ground level, turn tackler. Sorry, Bucky, what were you saying?
I just said Brandy thinks that, you know, size probably more important to this team than what Dave Beams is.
Just adds a different element, that contested ball, a real bull in the middle. Beams, for me, has gone away from his contested footy.
Siren sounds. Max Gorn has actually got the tackle free kick.
This will be possession number 34.
Christian Petrarca is just hugging everyone down there at the moment.
For his individual sake, oh, he pops this one right through the middle, Max Gorn.
Max Gorn has been clearly Melbourne's best player.
I mean, Collingwood
fans are booing because they're Collingwood fans. Max Gorn. Well, it's the tale of the day. Gorn misses left-hand side, but unlike the Geelong game, it didn't have an impact. Here it is, Magpie fans, 7:15 to 15:08. So Jordan Ruffhead in game 150 celebrates as Magpies and Demons line up to shake hands. Disappointing day for Simon Goodwin and his troops. We'll try and take you down onto the ground for a couple of interviews. But Collingwood was simply all over Melbourne. And to be fair, Collingwood weren't playing great football, Lee Brown, but they did enough just to keep the Demons at arm's length.
They did just enough, Koza. And just watch him, Melbourne. Does it mean enough to him, Koza? You watch him every single week. To hang out around the game and, you know, talk and all that. Why don't you lose? You just want to get off and get away. And
correct.
I just question how much it means to some guys.
Here's Adam Treloar downstairs.
He came and spoke to, obviously, the Melbourne Footy Club and spoke to us as well. And, he's an inspiration. I wrote in my little book today that I have that I write about each game, about how much of an inspiration he is and how much he motivates a lot of people going around. So I wish him all the best. I'm grateful for this award and I'm thankful that we won the game today.
Well deserved. I know you're in a bit of shock, but you played some super footy. But the Collingwood midfield, a great contest in the ruck. You guys were able to get out and really actually make the most of your clearances.
Yeah, mate. We know how good their midfield is. They're obviously led by the second best ruckman in the comp behind Brody. He was super today. But we knew that if we can get them on the outside, I suppose, and they like to commit a lot of numbers to the footy. So if we could sort of match them in that regard and then get it on the outside and get it deep one-on-one to our forwards, we felt like our forwards could do a bit of damage. So I think we did that for the large part. But I think to keep a quality team to 57 points for the game off the back of our defensive effort was first class too.
Congratulations on your own performance in Collingwood. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us. And thanks, Beck, for presenting the trophy and everything you've done today.
So Jimmy Bartel there talking about Beck Danaher, who is doing the duties on behalf of Fight MND and handing out the trophy for best player going to Adam Treloar. Melbourne trudging off. Lee Brown, I do tend to agree with you. Does it mean enough for the Demons? Are they hurting enough after an ordinary effort like that? We'll be able to find out more about this shortly, because we'll come back on the other side of this break with the Magpies currently going to all points, I believe, of the MCG. We'll slide a break away and come back with the Collingwood theme song, Interview in the Room with Renee Gehring. 7:15:57 Melbourne, 15:08:98 the Magpies. Queen's birthday belonging to Collingwood. Live, breathe. Thanks to Warra Lily, K-Rock Football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes. K-Rock! Get up weekday mornings with Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast. Go, go,
go! We're talking about the national anthem right now for Australia. So there's specific lines that some people are saying might need changing. Some people are saying just swap the entire song out. So we wanted to know, where do you sit with this? Amanda in Nor Lane, do you think that we need to change the whole thing or just change a couple of words?
Like, it's been a part of us for too long now to completely get rid of it, but there are certainly, like, young and free. I know we're not all young and we're certainly not all free.
Oh, we're young at heart, Amanda. You know, you see me on a weekend and I'm still young.
Too true.
Fresh daily with Tom and Sarah Marie. Subscribe to their podcast now at krock.com.au. You can't get enough of me.
Start building a new career in fitness today with the Australian Institute of Fitness, now in Geelong.
Imagine how much you could save using the sun to power your home. Now, imagine if someone else paid for half of the conversion. City to Surf Solar can show you how to take advantage of the state government's 50% solar rebate, which kicks in July 1st. Make hay when the sun shines, and the rebate could pay for half. Speak to City to Surf Solar now and beat the July 1 rush. T's and C's apply. So see if you're eligible with City to Surf Solar, Essington Street, Grovedale. citytosurfsolar.com.au.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
A new land release in Warrawolly Central is launching June 15. Live right next door to great shopping at Warrawolly Village. Enroll your kids in Armstrong Creek School, childcare or kindergarten at the new community centre. See a local game at the Sports Pavilion. Oberon Secondary College is also opening in 2021. All just seconds from your door. Live at the centre of everything at Warrawolly Central. Register your interest now. Visit warrawolly.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend,
live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrawolly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, your fifth quarter sponsors as the Magpies still work their way around the MCG. So the bye for Collingwood, and then they come out against the Bulldogs, North Melbourne, Hawthorn and West Coast. And the bye also for Melbourne, who will then come out against Fremantle, Brisbane Lions, Carlton and the Western Bulldogs. That game in a couple of weeks' time between your team, Bucky, and mine, that'll be an absolute bell ringer, you would have thought.
Well, I'm going to back us. We're on the imperative, Kozer. We've finally got one on the board, and it's just still, you know, the momentum's with the Carlton Footy Club now, and your boys are really struggling here. They're on the way out.
There's no doubt it is a genuine struggle at
this
stage.
It is a struggle. I mean, they just...
And I think they might be waiting for Jordan Ruffhead in game 150 to lead them off the ground. So we'll wait for the Magpies to make their way into the rooms.
Do you want to know those?
Renee Gehring.
This just makes you a little bit probably more sick. 16-6. Out of the middle, Kozer, and you get done by 42 points.
Yeah, and
41 points.
The inside 50s. I mean, look.
But more inside 50s, 58 to 56.
But you've done that all year, Kozer.
More contested possessions, smashed Collingwood in clearances, smashed them 46 to 29.
And it's delivering, though. It's Garlett missing, it's Spargo missing, it's Tom McDonald missing, Wiedemann missing. I mean, it's pretty... Jaden Hunt missing.
Tim Smith missing.
Tim Smith missing action.
Your best kick going inside forward 50 is Max Gawn.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, isn't it? Renee Gehring is downstairs. Renee, come on in. Tell us about the Collingwood rooms.
What's I sure am. It's a packed house, actually. Family and friends are well packed in. And as the boys making their in, there's lots of laughter and lots of smiles around the room, as you can expect. After a good win, and the boys are just making their way in now.
Now, Renee, you know your number one job is to get that K-Rock microphone position.
I know,
for
I'm
all
just,
media coverage.
Just moving my way around. Got to do a few bumps, I think, to get 3AW out of the way.
Sharpen up those elbows.
I know, I'm trying.
If there's not a photo in the paper tomorrow, you might struggle to get back onto boundary duties, I would suggest.
All right, let me see how I go.
Take a big hanger over the top of Brody Grundy.
I'm behind Mason Cox, so let's see how I go here.
Looks like they're forming up. Tell us about what's going on.
There you go.
Certainly. Now, just let us know if we are going to be speaking to one of the Magpies straight up or whether they are indeed heading to the rooms.
Yeah, we sure are. We've got Will Hoskin-Elliott straight up. They're going to come in as we speak. I think they're just mingling around, finding out that they're going to speak with us, so it won't be a moment.
Okay, let us know up the line. And as far as your matchup for Geelong Insurance Brokers goes, Geelong Insurance Brokers covering Geelong for 25 years. Gee, that was a good matchup, wasn't it, Gorn and Grundy?
It was. Grundy actually won the hit-outs, but Max Gorn around the ground was fantastic. And
actually, no. We've got, according to this, Grundy 30 hit-outs, Gorn 33. But look at the hit-outs to advantage. Gorn 14, Grundy 7.
So there you go. Grundy lost on all dimensions.
Give him a bath, really.
Yes. Oh, Gorn was outstanding. He just...
won't have to have a shower, will he, today, Brodie Grundy? He's just been...
Come back out and pull his pants back up and away he goes.
The schematic standout. You've also got to deliver that a little bit later as
well. Well, I think it was Max Gorn. He's the one that kept him in the game, Koza. Otherwise, it would have been blown out by half time. His ability to work up and down the ground, we question some of their midfield's work rate. But for a guy who's over 200, well over 200, or 800 centimetres, as Benny Cass called in the middle of the coverage there, his work rate to get up and down the ground and join in offensively, help out his defenders, and then probably be their best kick inside forward 50 on the day, he's had an outstanding day.
You've been in the coaching caper. Does someone get that tape out? And Brendan McCartney talked about watching training and everything else. Does someone get that tape out and show Clayton Oliver and show a couple of other midfielders to go, see this really tall piece of timber? He's getting back there. Why are you still standing?
Well, they will, Koza, but they'll also have the ability. And at this ground, there's nowhere to hide at AFL grounds anymore. There's four different angles as a bare minimum. So you can see where everyone is at every point in time. And that behind the goals footage, they'll be scrolling through that and seeing their work rate and when they actually work defensively and when they don't.
Okay, so our schematic standout is Max Gorn. Schematic, don't panic. Call Schematic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Thanks to Schematic.
I'll just give you his stats. 34 disposals. Probably the only downside. He only took five marks, but 34. He had 10 clearances. He had more clearances than any other player on the ground. 33 hit-outs, 14 of those to advantage. And it was one of the reasons why the Ds were able to win the clearances out of the middle, 16-6 and overall 46-29.
I'll tell you what, for Kurz High, why don't you run through a couple of stats while we're waiting for Renee downstairs? Just give us some of the key stats. So they'll all be in Collingwood's favour.
No, not really. Well, you look at it, Melbourne had more of the ball, had more contested possessions, more clearances, more inside 50s.
Don't tell me that, Bucky.
Collingwood had 16 more tackles. Ball use was a concern, 65% Melbourne. Collingwood, 74%. There it is right there. Their transition was better. He caught it for most of the game, Kozer. Individually, Treloar, he had 34. Phillips, 27. And Sidebottom, 27 and a goal. 24 to Pendlebury. Sire was good. He had more tackles than anyone else on the ground. He had 9 plus 23 and 4 clearances. First game of the season. Howe, 22 was good. Aish, 21. Mychek, 20 worked hard. Main, 20. 19 apiece to Crisp. Hoskin-Elliott, 3 goals. 3 goals to Stevenson was magnificent. Game by Jaden Stevenson. 19 touches and 9 marks. Harms the best for the Ds with 35. Mentioned Gorn's game. 34 disposals, 10 clearances. Oliver, 33 and 32 to Brayshaw.
Well done for Kurz High. Sitter to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Downstairs, Renee Gehring.
Yeah, down here with Will Hoskin-Elliott. Congratulations, first of all, on the game. How did it feel out there?
Yeah, thank you. It was a really good game tonight. We, we wanted to bounce back after last week, but to do it the way we did today was pretty good.
And we know we've been talking about the build-up this week with the Fight MND round, and we've seen the footage with Neil Danaher sharing with the group. Does that, mean something a little bit more for you today?
Yeah, it does. It's a tough, the beast, they call it. It is. It's really tough, and we're glad to be able to play this game today. It's for a great cause, so, yeah.
Will, it's Ian Cohen upstairs with Ben Casnelia, Lee Brown, Premiership Magpie, and also Heath Buck. Well done. Couple of goals for you today as well. Melbourne just had issues defensively. You guys were able to run the ball. Not quite at will, but you certainly had it under control going through the middle and round the wings of the MCG.
Yeah, we trained it through the week. We wanted to get our ball right, our ball movement right. Struggled a little bit last week, like I said, but the way we moved the ball tonight was pretty good. Our forwards were in the right spots all night.
They certainly were. What about the mark for Jaden Stevenson? Where were you when that unfolded?
I was about 15 minutes behind him, so it was pretty good.
Will, your own season, you've taken some time to work into the year with some injuries early, and you feel like today you looked really free and fresh. Three goals obviously sort of is icing on the cake, but do you feel like you're starting to work into the year?
Yeah, my last probably two, maybe three games, I felt a lot more comfortable with my fitness. So we're building each week, but tonight was really good.
Have you found it more difficult? I mean, missing that early part of the season, do you have to sort of do a mini pre-season within the season? And does that sort of mean you're maybe not as fresh as you'd like to be come game day?
Yeah, I did probably a 4.5-week block before round five, I think it was. And it was pretty solid. So, I don't want to do that too often.
Will, well done on your game today, personally, and as a group. The speed in your front half was really important today. Yourself, Jaden Stevenson and DeGoey, obviously with that speed and power. Is that something you speak about during the week and getting some key matchups in your forward 50?
Yeah, we do speak about the speed, but it's more the aerial stuff, because it's not just Coxie and Broads that provide the aerial for us. So we try and focus on that and then get the speed from the contest.
Will, Heath Buckley, mate, congratulations on the win. We spoke a lot about Braden's size game. I know it's his first game of the year. Got his opportunity, obviously, with Beams going out. We thought he was terrific. 9 tackles, 23 disposals. Just works really hard. Just gives you a different element there in the middle.
Yeah, he's just he's a big bull. He's just he's really thick. And he's hard.
What do you mean? Like he's dumb or he's actually he's built really well?
He's built really well. You can't tackle him. If he runs at you, you try and run out of the way. Like, well, I do anyway, because he's just too big.
He wears those big shorts, Will. Is it, what's the go with those things? They look like you show movies on.
I think it's just a comfort thing for him.
We spoke about the Jaden Stevenson mark, but what's your take on the Jeremy Howe mark, Will? I mean, magnificent mark, but he gets done for a bit of a boot in the back. What's your take on that?
Yeah, where I was standing, I was directly in front of Tommy McDonald, so I thought it was purely a mark. I didn't get to see the replay or anything. So from where I was standing, I was like, oh wow, that's a pretty bad call. But if the boot's in the back, then that's the rule. So,
well, you got a bye next week. What does Will Hoskin Elliott have planned?
Not too much, I think. I'll let the wife have some time, and I'll do dad duties this week, I think.
Okay. How many juniors do you have?
No, just the one.
Okay. Well, perfect. And maybe, yeah, how old is Junior?
He's just turned one.
Okay, so you've just got a...
It's man on man.
You got your hands full there, yeah. I would have thought,
still
with a one-year-old.
Duty, yeah, he's still Mappy Junior.
He's just started walking and then getting into things and climbing. So
is he showing anything?
He's doing a fair bit.
In terms of the club, though, Will, what's the program here? Obviously, a break at the halfway point of the year is really important for your group to refresh and recover and get going again. But what's the plan? Do you get a 4 or 5 days off as a group where, you know, everyone can get away a little bit? Or, you know, what happens now as a group?
Yeah, so I think the next 2 days we'll be in the club for recovery and review. And then I think from Thursday, Sunday, we'll get a couple of days off.
What's the most exotic location a teammate might be going to, Will?
I think there's a few heading up to Noosa, maybe Bali.
Bit of Bali for 4 days.
Bit of Bali. It's not too far to travel, so I think that's probably about it.
Nice.
Just done a public service warning for everyone to watch out for Noosa and Bali. The Magpies might be descending there.
Now, Will, we had Tom Langdon on in the pre-game, and he sort of got found out or dobbed in by one of your assistant coaches, namely Justin Longmuir, about wearing socks and the sandals. Is that part of your get-up and arrangement when you stroll into the club on a Monday morning?
No, there's definitely a fair few of those, but it's not my kit, that's for sure.
Is there a group of those guys? Are they mainly private school boys?
Yeah, they are, actually. Yep.
You're none of that North Sunshine, Will.
No, none of that down there.
You'd need a helmet on.
That's for sure.
Will, congratulations on your game. We try and have a bit of fun on K-Rock, so don't take it too seriously. But, look, well done. Enjoy the time off. Enjoy being a dad for a little while. But congratulations in front of over 70,000 at the MCG. Magpies back to their winning ways. So, well done, Will.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Will.
Will Hoskin-Elliott downstairs.
Can't see Twitter's gone into meltdown after that Benny call about sunshine. I was born in sunshine.
Well, yeah. Looks like it.
Probably explains a few things then.
What's the issue with private
school
boys?
I was born in a hospital.
I'm interested in Lee Brown, the private school boys' tack that he's taken, not for the first time this afternoon.
Well, they're a special breed, aren't they?
Yeah, well, we are, yes. So stop hanging on us.
So I went to a private school. Just not a very good one.
Okay. Yeah, private at home because he got locked out of school.
Benny went to a private school.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but Benny did go to a private school. You had to wear an ankle.
St. Joseph's is a private school.
Well, it is a private school.
It is a private school. Bucky had to wear an ankle bracelet to school.
Stop using cliches and stereotyping. Bucky's
school. Oh, yeah, because I don't cop the stereotype.
Bucky's school didn't have a principal and a coroner.
We all like to wear helmets at my school, Ben.
Senator Serve Solo, Signature Homes, and Warrilla with the UDIA community of the year. Hey, we're going to come back with a bit of mark and goal action as well. Oh, gotta laugh,
action.
Otherwise you cry.
15-8-98. He was the principal and the coroner. It was a combined role. There's a POL at my school called the coroner.
They didn't have students, they just had witnesses. 7:15 to 15:08, wind of the Magpies.
Yeah.
Here at the MCG, flip free. Press the button, Bryza, K-Rock.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mould cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Whatever you need to get things done. Goddings! Get things done.
Get serious about construction. Goddings stocks the full range of Kubota excavators. 1-to-8-ton in zero-swing conventional models. Goddings also stock compact track loaders, wheeled loaders, and all the attachments required to get the job done. Kubota, high performance, durability, and reliability. And Goddings gives you complete after-sale service with on-site backup you can rely on.
Goddings! Get things done. Goddings. Get things done.
Goddings.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
And the good people at Signature Homes, long-term sponsors of K-Rock Football and a reputation for quality architecturally designed homes, and City to Surf Solar as well, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essendon Street in Grovedale. For Goddings, Lee Brown is here. For Kurz Hire, we've also got Heath Buck, and we need to get away our mark and goal. Hamlin Holmes involved in the mark of the day. Buckaroo.
Yeah, a couple of Collingwood young guns featured today, Kozer. We'll start with the Hamlin Hanger. And Benny got pretty excited at the 7 minute mark of the third quarter. And Jaden Stevenson, who was really good this afternoon, he kicked 3 goals, but he pulled down an absolute hanger.
Yeah, if you're in the car with the kids, you just need to turn
it down. As we said, Benny got pretty excited. So the Hamlin Hanger mark of the day goes to Jaden Stevenson.
From a really pretty sort of player, too. So Moore took the mark. Oh! Stevenson! Hamlin Hanger contender bang! What a grab! Good old-fashioned screamer! It was a beauty.
It was a great
just
grab.
Got Marty that ride.
Hall, Marty Hall won't be appreciating that. I think he was the man at the bottom that...
We like seeing that, particularly from anybody, but yeah, young players like
Stevenson. The timing's right. You know it happens.
Just get the knee on the shoulder, get that little elevation and take the ball at its highest point. Jezalinko sort of style.
Go to the goal today, Kozer, and he's just a match winner, isn't he, Jordan DeGoey? Every time the ball comes inside 450, if he's one-on-one with his opponent, he's able to work them under the ball. He's got pace. This one was a great goal at the 12-minute mark of the second quarter. The ball was on the ground. Didn't have enough time to pick it up, so he decided to soccer it off the ground. Got it at the perfect spot, and it rolled through for the goal of the day.
And then delivers in the end. They did really well. Oh. Hibbert off the ground. Goal of the day, though. He would not be denied to going. He's an extraordinary footballer. He is that. And he's also a private schoolboy as well, Lee Brown. So you can have a go at DeGoey to see if he's wearing the sandals and the...
A lot of these... Absolutely, no one's immune, Kozer.
But a lot of these...
No one's immune.
I'll tell you what...
They admitted it. He said, yes, they're all private schoolboys.
So do I need to get the sandals? I've got the socks.
Yeah, you got those silly socks on.
Would it be fair to say... Would it be fair to say a lot of the private schools, I'm talking the Careys and the Scotch College, the footballers, a lot of them get scholarships?
There is some...
And so they probably wouldn't have gone there. Unless they got the scholarship.
No, there is some that do get scholarships.
There's a lot that get scholarships.
At about year 10. They get brought in sort of year 10, which they're about 15, 16.
So they're not really traditional like you. They're not really like you.
Yeah, they're not really
brought up on a staple diet.
No, but we accept them in and embrace them.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
So they can say they're from that school.
Correct, and they might actually win the APS.
Double lock on you.
Now, having said that, though, Darcy Moore's a Kerry boy, and he was all the way through. He was actually school captain.
There's a few.
He was fine on the way.
You know who the king of schools of doing that?
Caulfield.
He's Geelong Grammar.
Well, Geelong Grammar's not bad.
Nothing ever good came out of Geelong Grammar played football.
Written and
bar blokes that they pinch when they're in year 9 and then claim as being Geelong Grammar products.
Caulfield used to do a lot.
Paddy Dow.
Oh, wow.
Lockyer Bryan.
Philly. Yeah, Paddy Dow.
Don't start on Paddy Dow, Benny. Got some messages about your...
You can't keep
criticising.
Not that there's anything wrong with coming in on a scholarship to improve your educational potential. Renee Gehring is back from the rooms. We'll check in
Where
with
did
her
you go to school?
Momentarily.
Renee?
I went to Christian College.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yes. And I teach there now, so.
Full circle.
Yeah.
So hello to all Ms. Gehring's
students.
Students?
Yes.
At Christian College?
Christian College.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What are you teaching there?
PE mainly.
Okay.
And look after the year sevens, coordinating them. So they're lovely.
Nice. Anything to report from the rooms, Renee?
No, look, lots of ice, but I'm maybe that's a... They all ducked away and I thought we were going to chat straight away. Yep. But they all came back and there was about four people with their right calves iced, which was interesting that there was lots of that. But, nothing major in terms of injury-wise, but there are lots of people. It was people everywhere.
The injury news out of it will be Sam Frost, who was unable to come back after that head clash.
Yeah, from Melbourne. Yeah, so, look, I think for him, obviously, he came off worse for wear, even though maybe it appeared that the cut for him wasn't as significant as it was.
Collingwood do it really well, don't they, in that they... And, Brownie, you were there for quite some time, but... They embrace it. They let people in. A lot of clubs want to, you know, that when they want it all to be sort of secret service sort of stuff. Where Collingwood, you know, run by Edie, who obviously has the complete media background. They embrace. You know, they're happy to bring Tom Langdon up to have a chat pre-game. They put their players out there and allow them to embrace the whole sort of AFL. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why. Obviously, they're a strong club, but it prepares players well for big stages, and I reckon Collingwood do it as the biggest sporting club in Australia, do it better than any football club in the AFL by the length of the Flemington Strait. Now I don't know.
Is that easier when you're top of the?
Even when they weren't, they were still. Their access was good.
Okay.
They would still allow it. They don't want to shut you out. They want to sort of embrace. I mean, to a point, obviously, but you know, Renee's saying they've got family and friends and all the whole works down there. And it creates a really good environment for your footy club.
And right into the rooms. I've only seen this a few times, but usually people are right against the wall and quiet, whereas this was half the room. The lanyards and things were straight all the way out and people in and amongst it. So, yeah, it's great to see.
And did you notice that, Brownie, from, say, I know it's a potentially different era, but from Freo to Collingwood,
Oh, mate, we had four supporters at Fremantle.
No, but I mean,
compared
even
to 90,000,
but even you're inviting even in them Perth, in, though.
Yeah, well, we didn't win many games either, Benny. So no one really comes in when you lose. But no, they certainly invite and, you know, they promote their club better than anyone else, I think. And what you're saying, you know, there's always a player in the box whenever there's a Collingwood game. You know, they always give us really good access to players. And I think that stems through their whole footy club. You know, interviews, access going into training. You know, their training's an open training session every time they roll out in the field because that's just how it is. And I think they've really embraced that. And you know, it's easy to lock things away, but you know, get it out there. Everyone wants to see what your team's up to.
But the players know that. The players know what the expectation from them is, not yeah. only to play, but be part of the club, promote the club. When it's their turn, like Tom Langdon, he's not playing, okay, it's my turn to do the media rounds. They're happy to do that. I'm not sure that that's the case at every football.
And the other thing it does, Ben, is it sets you up for the pointy end of the year. Every footy club's trying to play and win a grand final. If you get there, your club has so much media and so much more access needed in those few weeks leading into a grand final that you're actually preparing your players. So it's quite normal when you roll into, hopefully, the biggest week of your life. So it's setting them up off the field as well and allowing them to prepare for games better if you can get that situation.
The most important thing Renee did, though, was got the K-Rock microphone front and square. Very
great.
Well done, Renee.
No,
well
good.
Done.
I did move around. I was like, don't stand behind the tallest player. That
got
was my
yourself,
mistake last time.
Got so, yourself in the right position.
I tried.
Well done. Did really, really well. Quick break, and then we'll come back and have a look at the week ahead, obviously. See what the Cats are up to. Tell you where you can catch your K-Rock broadcast too.
Bye-bye, haven't they?
Yeah, they do. There's a few teams that have got that, and they might all be heading to Bali and Noosa, as Will Hoskin-Elliott told us in the post-match interview. For City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, quick break. More in a moment. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock football, back in minutes.
It's the radio game show that's got all of Geelong showcasing their talents.
K-Rock 955's
Kashiyoke.
All you need to do is sing the next line and you're in Catchdown.
Population you.
Could be a classic.
Could be something new.
Could be something we wish we could forget about and never hear from again.
This is the Crazy Frog.
Ding, ding.
Kashiyoke.
K-Rock 955's Kashiyoke.
Be listening all day to win cold hard cash.
See the Melbourne Vixens clash with the Adelaide Thunderbirds Sunday, July 28th at Melbourne Arena. melbournevixens.com.au.
There's a very special day coming up, Beatrice, and I've got big plans.
Oh, Bruce, you remembered.
I'll never forget that special day in 1982.
Yes, Bruce, it was wonderful.
Honestly, my life just wouldn't be the same without them.
Them?
Yeah, Coors Hire. They opened back in 1982. What did you think I was talking about?
Our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right.
Coors Hire, local for over 30 years. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. CoorsHire.com.au.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend,
live and free.
This is K-Rock football.
K-Rock football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Yeah, Warralili, our number one ticket holder. You'll love the Warralili way of life. City to Surf Solar and also Signature Homes. Benny, we've got a couple of teams going into the bye round, two of which were today. The Cats also heading into the bye round as well. You'll have to check on the fortunes of Matt Stevic before you head home too, so just find out.
He's going to go visit him in hospital.
Who your favourite umpire is. He's got him on WhatsApp.
I'll get him one of those bears.
That'll brighten his day up. You appearing would just brighten his day up. Be tipping. Matt Stevic, which Renee Gehring did report for St Johnagod Emergency Department, went off with a groin injury.
It looked like, it's either hamstring or groin. I'm calling groin.
Okay.
Placement of the ice.
Well done. Okay. So, Matt Stevic, we wish him a speedy recovery as well. Benjamin, we're going to be locked and loaded real early. We're already into Monday.
Yeah, with that win today, Collingwood obviously jump into second on the ladder, Koza. So, they're two games and their percentage jumps to 127.5. So, it's 24% behind the Cats at 151.3. So, Geelong effectively three games clear on top of the ladder, two games and percentage, which is 24%. You're not going to think that is going to change across the course of the second half of the season. So Cats obviously really well placed, so too the Pies. GWS remain in third after their loss to the Crows, and the Eagles, their pretty dismal performance against the Swans, remain in fourth position. And we drop down to the Crows then, who have had seven wins. They climb up to fifth. Brisbane are sixth. The Tigers are seventh. So all those sides have played their games. They're all due to have the bye at some point in the next 2 weeks. Port Adelaide yet to play. They will play next week. The Port Adelaide Power take on Fremantle over in the West. They are currently in eighth position on the ladder. So Cats sitting pretty on top. Next week, Koza, we will be covering the Essendon-Hawthorn game at Marvel Stadium on Friday night. That's a big game for both of those clubs, both at 5 and 6. Traditional rivals too, the Bombers and the Hawks. Unusual venue for that match at Marvel Stadium. And then on Friday night, Bucky's Mob Carlton looking to go.
That's Saturday night.
Saturday night. The Essendon Hawthorn Friday night. Saturday night, Carlton Bulldogs. And the Blues obviously looking to win their second game on the trot for the first time since Jesus was front and square for Jerusalem.
John Nicholls was playing in the ruck.
He was. So Percy Jones was the last time was playing for Carlton. Last time they won two in a row. They take on the Doggies at Marvel. That is also on a Saturday night. Cats have the week off. They will be sunning their frames as we speak. All points of the compass.
Okay, so that's the way it stacks up. Looking forward to that coverage as well. And then it is the downhill run all the way to the finals. And for Geelong, it's pretty reading because they don't take on any of the big guns. They've got Port Adelaide, Bulldogs, St Kilda, Hawthorn, Sydney, Fremantle, North Melbourne. They finish with the Brisbane Lions and Carlton.
Just while we've got 1 second, I'd like to get Brownie's thoughts on that. Brownie, from the Cats' perspective, in that they don't play GWS, Collingwood, West Coast again, nor Richmond in the run to the finals. Can that potentially be a little bit of a trap in that you don't get to test yourself, you know, late in the season?
If you really want to get really deep and pick at it, you find a fault in it. But winning form's good form. You just want to have good momentum come those last two or three rounds leading into the final. So if you can position yourself to do that, they've got themselves in a really nice spot where, you know, they can probably rest a couple of sore players maybe late in the year if it gets to that point. I don't think they'd be too concerned not having Giants, Collingwood or Richmond.
If somebody gave you $100 right now, who would you have your $100 on to win the premiership?
I'm not allowed to bet on footy, but
no, I know that. But if just a friendly sort of fantasy bet,
Geelong will be right up there. I think they're playing their role, and I think they're playing pretty unselfish footy. I think they got guys in their right positions, and they're impacting at the moment. Myers and Ablett, as those small forwards, have been really important. That second ruck, which you spoke about through the game, that key forward who can go into the ruck, is going to be really important, whether it's Radigalea going forward. But he was pretty good on Friday night. I like their back line. They're perfectly placed, Benny, but in saying that, what's there been? 4 out of the past 15 years, the club that's won the minor premiership hasn't won the premiership.
Has won the premiership.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not always the best place to be. You just want to position yourself in that top four, and they've just about signed that up now.
Okay, speaking of sewing it up, Collingwood did that 15-8-98 to Melbourne 7-15-57. Warralili, our number one ticket holder. That is a wrap from a big weekend of football. Well done to Neil Danaher and the crew at Fight MND. The sliders were outstanding, and again, bringing awareness and fundraising to Fight MND. Over $30 million now raised, with enormous amounts of funds going direct to research. So well done to the team at Fight MND. Thanks to Bryzer at K-Rock Towers. Very good work by you, Bryzer. Thank you very much to Pothole here at the MCG, to Davey Knott as well for pushing all the buttons. Renee Gehring, who just continues to get better and better on that boundary. Killing it.
I'm learning.
No, doing beautifully. And sadly, you've now got a trip home with Ben Castellier. So good luck with your projects on that one. Well done to you, Bucky.
Thanks, Kaiser. Still learning as well.
Good luck to the Blues. Yes, you are. Well done to you, Lee Brown. What's on the agenda for you this week?
A little bit of review from yesterday's game, and then jump in the box Friday night with you guys. Essendon and Hawthorn.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yep. Looking forward to that Friday night. That's when our broadcast gets underway for the weekend ahead.
Darren Buick said he'd get Paul Vanderhaar on for us on Friday night.
Oh, nice.
And Peter Knights as well.
I don't know.
Flying Dutchman.
You'd have to get in before 7 p.m. surely. You'd be a bit under the weather after that.
Before 7 a.m. Benny Casanilli. Yeah. Well done. Great effort by you.
Thank you, Lloyds, and thank you, Baubles.
All right. That is a wrap from here at the MCG. It was Collingwood over the Demons, 98-57. You heard it all on.
Go, Rock Footy.
Sends it into the forward pocket. Majacek got a shove in the back. Made the most of it. Jake Lever was the man that did it. Advantage was paid. Stevenson's got the opening goal. McDonald's slow to get up. Majacek's kick's okay. Degoe's got it. Because Gallup went to ground. Degoe kicks another goal for the Magpies. Majacek picks it up. Gives to Pendlebury. Handball from him is okay. They go through Thomas. Now Treloar. Fat side of the ground. Hoskin Elliott. Great mark. Collingwood playing all over Melbourne at the moment. Instead of falls to Petrarca, who goes with a barrel. Out the back door is Jeffy Garland. Needs to pick it up and kick a goal at the City End, and he does. Something with 17 seconds to go.
Just forward to the wing, inboard to Petrarca. Markson goes, 40 out Petrarca, drills a goal. Good stuff from the Demons. They've used the ball better in the opening going of this second term. Looked a little slow, Lever, then he's wrapped up in a double tackle, but he'll win the free too high. Collingwood fans are off their plastic out there. Southern stand side. They're not happy about the decision.
And then delivers in the end. They did really well. Hibbert off the ground. Goal of the day, though. He would not be denied to going. He's an extraordinary footballer.
Chips it into the pocket, Viney. Not a great kick. Spills back to Spargo. Spargo off one step. Kicks a goal. So something from nothing.
Brown drives it to within 30 out of goal. Hamlin Hanger going back with the flight. That's as good a mark as you'll see today from Jake Lever. That was courageous, Lee Brown.
A really pretty sort of player too, so Moore took the mark. Oh! Stevenson! Hamlin Hanger contender bang! What a grab! Good old-fashioned screamer. Took a hunt. Round the corner, Stevie J. Stevie J style. Goal of the day contender from Jaden Hunt. And a badly needed one for the D's.
Degoe and May. Degoe got May underneath. Will fire at goal. Punt road in the kick. Another contender for goal of the day.
Long squirting ball. It's all over the place. Weedman low down. Good mark. That ball was coming in. It was a good old-fashioned dodecahedron ball. Baker's chipping ball. Not great. Oh, Harms. Hamlin Hanger contender again from Harms. Up over the top of the taller Moore.
It's 20 points with 10 minutes remaining.
Don't toy with my emotions. Hannon's got to kick it first.
No.
And he does! Hannon!
Using their numbers forward to find, apart from goals.
Okay, well, it's not going to matter because Kellen Brown is going to come in, handball over the top to Stevenson, who is going to nail it shut.
The ball will sit. He's inside 50. He takes it. He's got his man working for him. Hoskin Elliott, who will mark in the goal square, and he will kick it 49 rows back. Hoists one, won't have the carry. They fly. Thomas lurking round the corner. Thomas! Goal of the day contender. Icing on the cake for the Pies.
Collingwood fans are booing because they're Collingwood fans. Max Gawn. Well, it's a tale of the day. Gawn misses left-hand side, but unlike the Geelong game, it didn't have an impact. Here it is, Magpie fans, 7:15 to 15:08.
Shouting as all barricades.
ship's a cakewalk for the good old Collingwood.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.